Hey guys, welcome back to Our Reality. Today we are going to talk about The Real Housewives of Orange County season 16 premiere. It was super exciting and fun, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts about it, Gina.
It was so fun. Oh, everything I wanted. Of course, I'm mad about Jen, Dr. Jen. I love her, mad being in a good way. And Noella, I've known for a while. I'd met Dr. Jen at several functions and parties and really, really liked her. Can't wait to go in and maybe have my little Christmas fix up. And it was Noella, I've been to 5 different events with, and she's just fun and cool. And
yeah, she seems fun on the show. Yeah, how do you know her? Cool.
We met at, she had a party for last season's premiere.
Oh, okay.
Her best friend at the time was Bronwyn.
Oh.
So she had an idea. Let's do a theme for our season premiere. We're all going to get together and watch it on season 15. So they invited me because I was one of the originals, of course. And in honor of me, they and the show, of course, because I had started sky tops on the show. Everybody had to wear a sky top, sky dress, sky jumpsuit.
Oh my gosh.
You know, they're vintage. You can find them online. And then she, Noella, had a whole rack of them too. She, I don't know if she got them, if she rented them from a costume place or.
Oh,
so everybody was wearing, pretty much everybody was wearing sky outfits. So it was like a walk back in time for me because.
Oh, I love that.
The season that we did it, I got them first, and then everybody, you got a free box of tops for this place. So then everybody signed up. So the season, they would send us at the beginning of the season, they'd send each of us, well, there was only 5 of us, right?
Right.
So season 2, everybody gets a box of sky tops to wear. And for some reason, my box ended up at Vicky's. So she picked through. And even though I was one size bigger than her, she took the colors and stuff she liked. So
oh
I got my tops and it's like, these are like too tight. And then I realized what happened. She took Gina's tops.
So did they pay you guys to do the sky tops, like wear them on the show? Or was it just like free shirts?
No. When you're doing an influencer sort of thing, we were like pioneers in influencing back then.
Right.
You get them. And if you like them, you wear them and talk about them. And
oh, okay.
We took them on Oprah. We took them on the Today Show.
Wow.
Al Roker made a big deal. Like, what is with this thing you're all wearing with this big plate in front of your boobs?
Oh my gosh.
Like, we're strong warrior women. So yeah.
Wow. Well, let's go through the whole cast of season 16. We already covered Noella and Jen, but Heather Dubrow is back. What do you think about that?
Love it. Love it. Was so excited to see her house. Her last house was a house of dreams. Loved it. Loved her closet. It was so much like my closet on my last house that I sold. Cause I had gotten, when I had bought the last new house, I had gotten Kelly Dodd's closet maker.
Oh, wow.
He came and had created me this amazing closet, which I loved and I really, really miss. So
that's great.
When I buy my next house, that guy retired and we were both talking about it. So, closets are a big thing. I love closets, and that was favorite. Her bathrooms were beautiful. Their office. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of space where she's like, this is an office, you know, it's just for show. He doesn't use it because obviously Terry goes to his office every day to meet with patients and
right.
He's not going to have patients at the house, but mm-hmm. sometimes it's just nice to have like an office or a little man cave where you can go sit and watch TV and be alone for a minute and have a private phone call. So
yeah, I heard
it's
that.
Just, what a cool house.
I heard that the like double offices is good for resale too. I think that's also why she did it.
Yeah. But I'm not sure why she built 22,000. I mean, 22,000, you're talking like it's almost like a hotel.
Right. Do you think it's actually that big?
Of course.
Because I've heard, really?
I've heard a couple numbers, but
right. I don't know. It is pretty big, but I don't know exactly how many.
And it seems so much bigger because she did the fabulous high ceilings.
Right.
I like 12-foot ceilings because anything, when you start getting to 14-foot ceilings and 20-foot ceilings, you start having sound. To me, I have sound issues, intimacy issues, and I do want to keep the house warm and cool. So.
Right. Definitely.
But her light fixtures, just everything. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. Loved it.
Yeah, it's so pretty. Yeah. And then Gina is back. Then Emily. You know Emily, right?
You know, I've met Emily 3 or 4 times. She's charming, lovely, mm-hmm. and bright. I mean, I love smart women. Right. I didn't get to see Emily's kids on the show unless I turned my head for a minute. And I didn't get to see Gina's kids. I loved seeing how the kids grew up. Heather's kids have mm-hmm. grown into such lovely little people. And even Shannon, yeah. Shannon and I have had our differences. Well, more on her side than mine. Oh, mm-hmm. she got mad at me for a comment I'd made when she went on TV and said, I haven't had sex with my husband for a year. I just said that was a stupid thing to say. There's a lot of women right. that are going to go after her husband. And that's exactly what happened. So it wasn't mm-hmm. like I was mean. I was just stating a fact. You know,
right.
Don't yeah. say stuff like that. I know you want to be authentic, but that's something private.
I mean, right.
I mean, even Noella, I don't think I would have talked about my sex dungeon. I think right. I would have kept that a little private. You have yeah. to have something private when, even if you're on TV and you're supposed to be open about everything, it's just, come on. Certain right. medical things you're going through don't always have to be on camera. I wouldn't have shared. Like Vicky having her uterus removed and all that. I don't know if I would have shared all that.
Well, I think she also gets paid to do it. And I mean, she is sharing with her fans. So in a way it's like kind of personal and like to her fans, but it's also all on the internet. So it yeah. is kind of out there, but I don't know. I feel like it's good that she's healthy now. And that's kind of what she was sharing, how she overcame it. But so you're right.
The thing I was most excited about this season is how the relationships between couples have mended. So mm-hmm. I went to a party at Jen Armstrong's. She was talking about her new brain. You know, she's working with brains mm-hmm. and stimulating brains to get your brain firing correctly. She has a specialist in her office now. So she introduced us all to that. And I was so happy to see that Gina and Matt, her ex-husband, could be at the same party and that they're co-parenting mm-hmm. and getting along so great. So that was yeah. awesome. And I'd been in a Mercedes looking for a new car and ran into Simon, and he and his wife, ex-wife Tamara, are on a really good parenting note. And I'm just so glad that you go through these things and you come out on the other side, a better person, a better parent, and realize right. that your wife or ex-husband isn't the bad guy. You guys didn't get along. It doesn't mean they're a bad person. So I'm glad that everybody's kind of growing up and realizing life's too short to be hating people and hating things. And it's just, I don't think I ever say that word. I hate mm-hmm. that, except for maybe anchovies.
Oh my gosh.
That, but.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people on Instagram were asking, were you close with Matt towards the end, or?
My Matt?
How was that? Yeah.
You know, my Matt and I had falling out over the way I spent money back in the day when we were married. He had one car that was 4 or 5 years old, and I had 5. Now, granted, a couple of them I had bought for the kids because they were all driving, and he didn't like how I spoiled the children. But you know what he was wrong about, because he wasn't around enough to know. But at 16, Colton started working on my old boyfriend John's boats, Pacific Avalon, and he was crew, he was wedding coordinator, working with all the brides and drunks, and he grew up and became a man those 4 years, well, the 4 years of high school that he worked on those boats. And he did that after his baseball games and after his basketball games, and not so much after, but weekends. He worked weekends, so he didn't get to date a lot because he worked, and he made a lot of money because everybody wanted to tip him because he's so helpful and whatever. But right. He really got a strong work ethic back then. And then, you know, with sports, Shane didn't get to work as many part-time jobs. Shane worked on the boats whenever he could, but Shane was, you know, going to college, and then he got drafted and he was out of town. So, but Kara got a job when she was young, working in a store right outside the gate. Helping nice. The lady merchandise and market the stuff. And she was really good at all that. She has great fashion sense. She has since she was a little child, unlike me, who if it's not black, I don't wear it, you know?
Yeah. Also, a lot of people wanted to know, did you buy Cara a new car on the show just because the window was broken? Or was there more meaning behind that?
You know what? Cara always called buttons since she was a little girl. And the window, there was a missing fuse. So she jokingly said, this car is broken. I want a new car. This button doesn't work. So the reason we bought her a Range Rover Sport at that time was the car was small. I think it was an SLC Mercedes. And There's a spot near my house where it looks like it's a stop, four-way stop sign, but it's really just a crosswalk. So if someone's standing there, they want you to stop. So she just assumed it was a four-way stop sign, pulls out in this little SLC, and a big truck slammed its brakes on 2 inches from her window. And she said, Mom, if he wouldn't have stopped, I'd be dead. I need a bigger car. I'm not a very good driver. So we took the SLC and traded it in and got a Range Rover for her. So she got a new car. The kids always got new cars. Colton and Shane would say, hey, Mom's going to buy me a new car because I'm turning 16, but I like your Audi. Do you want to buy the new car and I'll keep the old car? So Shane was like, yeah, I'll do that. You take this one, I'll go get a new one. So they did a lot of trading between themselves of cars because one person would be in the mood for a truck. So yeah, my kids always got a lot of cars. I think Shane had 6 cars before he was 20.
Wow. Yeah. So back to the show. What did you think of Heather's house tour with Shannon and Gina?
I understand how hard it was for Shannon to be reminded of her neighborhood and all the little refrigerators and all the things she had in that gorgeous house of Shannon. Shannon's house was one of my favorite houses of all time. She had exquisite taste or exquisite decorator, but it was beautiful. So I really felt for Shannon because I, being a realtor, I've had to go back into my old house, the 12 Shire that was on the show that I had built. And I'm selling it now for the new owners who'd lived there 4 or 5 years. And it's hard to go back. You know, there's a lot of memories and a lot of emotions in your ex houses in your old neighborhoods, but
right.
And Gina, she's just like, wow, I really got to put the pedal to the metal and work hard to do that. I mean, when you have a house like that, some of your friends are happy for you and other of your friends are jealous and not so happy.
I would imagine a lot of people would be jealous because it's really nice.
Yeah. My biggest problem with the show is how dare you bring a woman, Nicole, into my home who at one time has sued my husband.
That's insane.
That is insane.
Obviously, but Shannon kind of went behind her back and told people and then was like, don't tell her. Like, don't tell Heather.
That was so wrong. And if I would have been in that situation, those are some secrets you do not say. Because obviously we didn't get to see a lot of the Nicole. She's beautiful. Everybody tells me she looks like me when I was young, but I don't see it. And I thought that was a little offensive to say that anyway. Look like me when I was young. I mean, don't I look the same? So I was offended by that. That you would bring this person into the house that has sued my husband, didn't say if she won or she lost. When you're a doctor, I have friends who own surgery centers and you get sued by people. That's why doctors are so careful when they're interviewing you. They want to make sure that you really think there's something wrong with your face or your body, that it's not just psychological, that you're unhappy with your life. So I'm going to go get a nose job because I'm not happy with my lack of relationships. So it must be my nose or something.
Right.
So when you're doing surgery on a person who's a little bit cuckoo, which a lot of the Newport Beach women are, man, they do a lot of stuff to their faces. And I don't know why. I mean, seriously, I thought that stuff was supposed to last 5 years. Wait the 5 years. Don't just go once a month.
Yeah. So do you think that that's what Nicole sued Terry for? Like botched surgery kind of?
I would say she wasn't happy with something. Yes. Oh, okay. Cause I mean, what else would she be suing for? A car accident? Did he run her over or something? No, I think when you bring someone into your home, like when I used to go to the Playboy Mansion, I'd say, can I bring Susie? She's so nice. And he'd be like, I don't want nice girls. You can call me and say, can I bring this beautiful drop dead fox? but don't call me and open it with, can I bring her? She's nice. Nice doesn't cut it. But the people have a right to know who's coming. So say she's a litigious girl. I don't know anything about her. I just saw the first episode. What if she's a litigious girl and now she trips in your 22,000 square foot house? You're getting sued.
Right. It's crazy. And I think she went there with the intent to start drama, kind of, because she, I feel like she kind of knew what was going on and she still went there. But I guess that might be a storyline for this season.
I don't know. It's just like, don't do it. Don't bring a person into my house who's ever had anything to do with my business. I'd be unhappy.
Right. Yeah. And we'll see next episode, I guess, what happens with that, because it's to be continued. So.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes people come up to me and say, hey, you were my realtor. And it's like, no, I showed you 22 houses. And then you had your sister from La Quinta write the offer. So I worked and missed my kids' All-Star games. And I missed important things, working weekends for months to find you the perfect house, And then you go have a relative write the contract. So no, I wasn't your agent. It's like, you know.
Oh my gosh. When did that happen?
Oh, it happened a lot until we got these buyer broker contracts. Now, if I don't have 100% faith in someone, I'm not going to show you I'm not going to waste my time showing you stuff. You're going to sign something. We're going to work together to find your home. If you find it on your own and it's a new construction and whatever, we'll deal with it as it comes along. But you don't shop heart surgeons. You find the one you want, you stick with them.
Right. Definitely. So then also we saw Gina back driving after her DUI, and they kind of made it look like she was driving like crazy or reckless.
I'm almost thinking she should take the driving class. And I am guilty of that too. I think I need to sign up for it. Mm-hmm. There's a class like called a master class that just reworks all your habits. And it does. There's one that's a defensive driving class with what's going on in the world now. If you notice someone's following you, it teaches you evasive moves.
Wow. There's
stuff going on where people will tap your bumper just so you'll pull over so they can rob you.
I've seen that.
So, you know, just to get some defensive driving modes, and they teach you to, if it's a small thing, drive to a well-lit gas station with cameras, go towards a police station. Mm-hmm. Just be aware of your surroundings. So
definitely
she needs to be focusing on her driving a little more. All my kids do the same thing though. It's like, come on, you guys, focus on the road. It changes instantly.
A lot of people text and drive now, like a ton of people.
Bad. It's bad. Even though you can voice text, you're distracted. You're forming your sentences. You're thinking about what you want to say.
Right.
You're not paying attention.
Yeah, I get so many texts while driving, and I have the Apple CarPlay on my screen, so it pops up and you can just tap it. So I end up doing that, which is almost like the same thing, except I'm not holding the phone. You know what I mean? So it's not really great. So I try and do not disturb while driving when I'm in the car, just so it's not in my way.
Yeah, you really need to.
Yeah. And then Jen Armstrong's on the show this season. How did you meet her?
One of my friends invited me to her brain party.
Oh, okay.
That was the first time I met her. And then she invited me to a Miracle 360 charity she was doing. And we sat together at one of the tables. Mm-hmm. And she's reached out a few times. You know, I have a lot of friends who need a lot of surgery. So, and it's good to have, when you're in her business, just like my business, the more friends you have, the better your business. So
we saw Gina and Emily going into her office in that episode, first episode, looking to get some stuff done.
So. Yeah. So she's got a really pretty office, and I haven't had anything done yet, but I'd like to.
Do you think you'd go to her if you get anything done?
Of course. Of course. You know, my girlfriend owns a surgery center called Athenix, and I go there for things. I go see Dr. Ip. He did my mini facelift, and he's fabulous. So it depends what you're going for. I have a lot of surgery doctors that I love.
That's great.
Most cosmetic surgery, I'd go to Dr. Ip because he's Newport Beach, LA, New York, and he's just so conservative and wonderful. I really like that. But I would go to her for some injectable stuff.
Yeah, definitely. So I think the first episode was great. It had everything you want in a premiere, drama, and just the lifestyle of it. What are you excited to see throughout the whole rest of the season?
I want to see more of Noella.
Mm-hmm.
Hear a little bit more about what she's doing. You know, the first episode, she's still married. And then somehow during the season, her relationship breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Is he in jail or something or being prosecuted?
No, I think I think it's just something simple like tax evasion. You just have to pay it and it's over.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember what was the deal with that.
I don't know either. I really didn't even look it up. I always feel like it's none of my business.
Right.
I just feel bad that he hasn't seen the baby in a few months. It's like, come on, that's wrong.
Right, definitely. Yeah. Well, what else is going on in your life right now?
Well, I've just had so much fun lately. Mm-hmm. I went to Sapori, one of my favorite Italian restaurants, and Andre Bocelli was there.
Wow.
You know, you're young. You probably don't know, but he's a famous opera singer. Mm-hmm. He did that song with Ed Sheeran.
Oh, wow.
And it's a great duet. I don't know if I've heard it. You'll have to look up Ed Sheeran and his duet together. Mm-hmm. And then he said he's doing a thing December 12th, a live streaming Christmas special with his daughter, who's 8 or 9. And I haven't Googled her yet, but I hear her voice is to die for. So very excited to see that. And I won't be with Decker on the 12th, so I got to tell Carr to make sure to watch that.
Yeah.
That's super fun. And last night I went to another new Italian restaurant, Bottega Angelique, that just opened. And it's in Ocean Ranch, and the food was awesome. People were really nice. The place was beautiful. So I've just been going out, you know, since COVID, everything was shut down. We ate home, we picked up food, we ordered in, or we sat outside on patios, but to get out and about and see people.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a girl yesterday, another Gina's house, and Dr. Jen was supposed to be there at 1 to do some Botox at the party, but I had to leave before then.
Oh.
So they had all these really cool designer clothes for sale. So I bought all the girls' Christmas presents from there. Just the cutest, like Louis Vuitton scarves with fur pockets to stick your hand in. Just the coolest gifts. So I went to a Christmas gift show, and today's my Christmas party at Newport Beach Country Club, my Coldwell Banker Christmas party. And this month I sold $10 million of real estate closing.
Wow.
So that'll make for a fun Christmas.
That's great.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
So it's been great. I'm heading to Washington, D.C. for some meetings with friends that live there that can't get away to the holidays because they work for the government and they have no vacation time left.
Oh, wow.
It took too much. So I'm going to stop and see her for a few minutes and a couple other of my friends that live there. One of Cara's best friends lives there. She's a nurse, Lindsay. I'm going to go see her. So just traveling. And then I go to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go to North Carolina to see some snow.
Mm-hmm.
So I've just got a real fun holiday. I haven't decided where I'm spending New Year's. I'm still not dating anyone. I just have 3 or 4 guys that are my good, good friends that we go out with. So we go out and be each other's wingmen.
Nice. So the last thing I wanted to go over today is just being like grateful around Christmas time. What are your tips on that? Because a lot of people were wondering like how you do Christmas on Instagram. People were asking and like, what are your tips to stay grateful and not just like worry about what gifts you're getting?
Well, when you're the mother, you rarely get any gifts.
Mm-hmm.
During the year, my kids will say, I'm getting you a flight to come here to do this. Or I'm paying for this Airbnb for all of us to go to North Carolina for 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
So usually I get my gifts in trips because what are you going to buy me?
Right.
You know, I don't need any jewelry. So Christmas for me is eating healthy, trying to, and just making quality memories. So this year we're taking Decker to the snow, and I don't know if I'll ski or not, or if I'll just hang back with baby Vaughn in the lodge or wherever we're staying.
Yeah.
So the tips are to, if family's making you crazy, take a step back, go see your girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Just spend time with people that make you happy.
Definitely.
And of course, we all reach out, donate a lot during the holidays. We do meals, Meals on Wheels, food kitchens. We all try to do those things.
Yeah, I definitely think it's good to give back during Christmas time too.
Yeah, we did. So I sold a house here in California and looking to buy another one in Florida because my first one was such a great investment.
Oh, you think you're going to buy another one in Florida?
I'm going to buy another one there because there's nothing here in California yet till, you know, I can't understand why if everyone's selling their houses, all the really, really rich are selling and moving to Dallas, Vegas, Florida, Tennessee, why aren't the prices coming down yet? So I am going to wait. So a lot of my smart clients are going to wait and see what happens to the prices here.
Right. So do you think you want to buy another house in California?
I would love to someday.
Yeah.
But, okay. You know, I don't know what I want. I realized I can live in, you know, under 5,000 feet.
Right.
So, you know, I went from 8 to 5 to 4. The one I bought in Florida is 3.
All right. So it was super fun today catching up and just talking about the premiere. Everyone, we will be doing more episodes on Orange County coming soon when the new episodes come out. And also, I'm thinking maybe an Atlanta episode or one on Potomac would be fun. But yeah.
I haven't watched enough of those. I need to.
Yeah. So thank you all so much for tuning in today, and we will catch you next time.